Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See Capital One.
When you go hard at the gym, sometimes you get hurt. From meniscus or rotator cuff tears to muscle strains and other common sports injuries, the experts at the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, part of UHealth, University of Miami Health System, are committed to getting you back to your best safely, effectively, and as quickly as possible. Go where the pros go for the world-class treatment that will empower you to recover your game. Schedule an appointment today at uhealthsports.com.
What do you think of when you think of Memorial Day weekend? Add a new tradition this year. Salute America's heroes at the Hyundai Air and Sea Show on Miami Beach. Memorial Day weekend, May 27th and 28th. To become a sponsor or reserve a cabana, go to usasalute.com.
Funky Buddha's Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival returns February 4th. Come out for an all-day party at the brewery in Oakland Park, Florida, featuring specialty draft beers, exclusive bottle releases, live music, and more. For details, visit maplebaconcoffeeporter.com. Get funky responsibly. Funky Buddha Brewery, Oakland Park, Florida.
Never too early for this reminder. I recommend using BNT Impact Windows and Doors to install PGT custom windows and doors in your home so you and your family are safe and secure during hurricane season. When you get PGT custom windows and doors installed, it makes a difference. Make PGT custom windows and doors a reality in your home in the near future. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now for PGT custom windows and doors. 954-233-0126 or online at bntimpactwindows.com.
Beverly's Jewelers is the leader in certified earth mined and lab grown diamonds. Why buy online? Know what you're getting and get it for less, guaranteed. Their diamond experts will help you every step of the way with the largest selection in the country and a world-class custom design studio, no interest financing, and free gift wrapping. Beverly's makes it easy. Get 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Serving South Florida since 1968, Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Guys, listen up. Do you sometimes feel like you're not at your best sexually? You owe it to yourself to restore your bedroom performance, and you actually can. The Phoenix is a revolutionary technology and world's first at-home device helping men all across America hack their sexual health. Go to buythephoenix.com now, click on Take the Quiz, and find out your true sexual age by taking a free 2-minute urologist design quiz. See how your sexual health stacks up to other men your age and find out if the Phoenix is right for you. And as a special New Year, New You radio promotion, they're offering the Phoenix for $200 off when you use the coupon code RADIO at checkout. Turn back the clock on your bedroom performance with the Phoenix and experience the same kind of confidence you had in your youth. Join more than 50,000 other men at buythephoenix.com. Click on Take the Quiz and get back to your very best in the bedroom.
I'm Ellie Anajar of Anajar & Levine. Injured in a car crash? Never rush to settle with insurance companies and never settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar & Levine. Our experienced legal team will fight to win you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call me, Ellie Anajar, for a free consultation and take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Forget flowers for Valentine's Day and think jewelry. International Jewelers Exchange. Diamonds, gold, custom design pieces. The largest selection of top luxury watches in South Florida. International Jewelers Exchange. Three locations, Aventura, Boca Raton, and Boynton Beach.
During the Start Something New sales event at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, get a brand new 2023 Jeep Compass for just $374 per month for 39 months with $39.99 due at signing. Or save thousands off MSRP on select vehicles. Miami Lakes Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.com. Call 844-252-5524.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
I grew up down here in South Florida, so for me, it's a little bit more personal. Demesman and Dover is about community for us. For me, you all are our people, our friends, our family, our future. The difference we will make for you, your kids, and your loved ones matters because to us, it's personal. Hi, my name is Victor Demesman from Demesman and Dover Law Firm. If you need us, call us anytime, 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, friends, we only get one shot at this crazy ride, so let's make sure we're making the most of every moment we have. So whether today's the day you try something you've always wanted to do, or you just want to go sip a glass of Jack and catch up with a friend, don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2020 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
WQAM AM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
An Odyssey Station.
This update is brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Starting with the Heat, we'll be in Cleveland tonight to take on the Cavs. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. And the game can be heard right here on WQIM. And tonight, the Miami Hurricanes will return home to host Virginia Tech. Tip-off from the Watsco Center is at 7. And the game can be heard on 104.3 FM, HD2, and on the Odyssey app. The Joe Rose Show is next. Welcome back to the Joe Rose Show. Hollywood and Dono and Vlad in for Joe here this morning. As Ross Tucker, apparently, what did you say? His voice is gone.
His voice is done, man.
Probably yelling too much during those championship games on Sunday.
Yeah, his voice.
Was he also yelling at Osai?
That's
what a scene,
up,
man. That's messed up, dude. That's rough. Yeah, bad look as a Bengals teammate there. That's a tough way. Look, it's a tough, very, very tough way for your season to end.
Here's the thing. We have too many cameras. I understand his. I could understand his frustration. Should he have said it outwardly? Yeah, probably not. But in that moment, that's how he was feeling.
Yeah.
I just wonder how this ends up lingering here for the Bengals. So if you didn't see it, it's Bengals linebacker Jermaine Pratt, and he did apologize yesterday when he spoke and was like, I shouldn't have done that. All that stuff. He was screaming like a lunatic when he went into the locker room about not hitting the quarterback. And you know what? Look,
he's not wrong.
Everyone knows you don't hit the quarterback late, especially Mahomes.
Right.
Right. I mean, they're going to protect guys like Mahomes. He's very important to business.
And it was a clear as day penalty. Like, I know some people didn't want it called just because of the situation and the importance of that game that, like, oh, you should let him play.
I thought it was a bummer of a way to end that game.
The thing is, like, I'm always of the mind of, though, like, that's on the defensive player. Like, don't be stupid. And to me, like, if that's a penalty week 14, it's also a penalty in the conference championship game. I think it's cut and dry.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's a very, very tough way for that game to end. But yeah, so we have that situation going on in that game. In the other game, the Eagles and 49ers, you get the Eagles moving on to the Super Bowl. The 49ers, their quarterback Brock Purdy has to get elbow surgery, it looks like here, which is that's rough, man. That is tough break for those guys as well. And they got to figure out their quarterback situation, which will be very interesting because Purdy, they said, will be ready right around training camp, if not a couple of weeks in.
It's the worst
Trey
timing.
Trey Lance is coming off a knee. Yeah, they got a very, very interesting deal there. We're going to talk to Joe Zagacki in a few minutes now. Dono Texer wants to know, are you hearing any names for OC?
Yeah, and so the name that keeps coming up, and I want to emphasize this is not like, oh, this is going to happen, but people are talking about Scott Frost, you know, the former Nebraska head coach. That obviously ended poorly there. Did a great job at UCF, did a great job at Oregon, working under Chip Kelly years ago. I definitely see the name Scott Frost come up a lot. Names I always tell people Hollywood to kind of keep an ear out for, people who have worked with Mario Cristobal before, like Marcus Arroyo, who was the offensive coordinator for Cristobal's first 2 years at Oregon. Mm-hmm. And like, the Oregon fans don't like the guy because they think his offense was super boring and stuff. But, you know, Arroyo and Cristobal together, they won two Pac-12 championships and a Rose Bowl. So, you know, the comfort level is there. And James Coley, who, you know, did have a previous stop years ago as Miami OC, his name is potentially out there as well. And he's an excellent recruiter. We know Mario Cristobal likes guys who busting their butts out there on the trail. So I think that's a name to watch out for. And with a guy like Coley, it doesn't necessarily have to be offensive coordinator because the wide receiver's job is also open, the wide receiver's coach job. So they might get someone who is an OC / quarterbacks coach. Then you still need a wide receiver's coach. Coley could potentially do that job. So if you could get a combo of like a Scott Frost and a James Coley together, that feels like a home run to me. You know, people have been bringing up the name Dan Mullen, but I think that's kind of a fantasy. So that's the way that I look at it so far. But I will say, Hollywood, it seems like they're keeping this thing very quiet in Coral Gables. Like, there's not a whole lot of leaks coming out of that building as to who they're looking at.
Yeah, and the timing on the firing, that came pretty quick, too. I was expecting that to come a little later on here.
Oh, a lot of people were expecting it to come earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they had basically known for weeks that Gattis was out. But they gave him an opportunity at a soft landing. And it's something mm-hmm. Mario has always done. When he wants to make a change on his staff, he likes to give people an opportunity to get another job first. But I think they eventually reached a point where they couldn't wait anymore.
So the Canes, they'll have their spring game coming up at DryPink Stadium. Their schedule's out. The full schedule's out. So we have that for us here. I'd like to make a bowl game and win a bowl game. Oh. That'd be my, you know, big goal for this season here, yeah. Dono. I don't want to start dreaming ACC championship yet because I feel like when we start doing that, it just gets us in trouble, right?
And now there's no more Coastal. Like that now, it's just the best two records get
but
in.
But I
now.
Fell for it last year. I thought they'd win 9 or 10 games.
Me
have
too.
A look at the ACC championship. I don't want to fall into that anymore. I just want to win a bowl game. You know, let's take a step forward and win a bowl game. That way we can be happy that we at least, you know, took a step forward. This is some new news here coming in. I had to check that this was an actual account because on Twitter now sometimes you can't tell with the blue check marks.
Right.
Tyler Huntley has been named to the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Replacing Josh Allen.
How far deep did they have to go down that list?
I think they're moving pretty far down the list here.
Oh, my God.
So Ravens backup, Tyler Huntley is going to the Pro Bowl. Good for him, man. Good for him.
That is terrible.
I got a serious question for you, Hollywood, and for Vlad. Are you going to watch any of the Pro Bowl? Because for me,
is it this weekend?
It's this Sunday.
It's this Sunday. But I think, honestly, I haven't actually watched a Pro Bowl in over 10 years, but I might watch a little bit of this one because I just want to see what it looks like as a flag football game. Like, I'm just curious. I'll watch it. I'll watch a little bit of it this Sunday. I'll probably never watch it again. But I want to see what the actual, because it's basically been a two-hand touch game for the last 15 years. I want to see what the actual flag game looks like.
I don't know. Maybe I'll put it on, possibly, for a little bit. These All-Star games, again, just don't do it for me. I think the NBA one was probably my favorite of them all, at least the Saturday was, until that thing kind of...
The NHL one is actually not bad. I'm not going to say it's comparable hockey to what they actually play, because, again, it's like no contact. But the NHL does a pretty good job with it, and the skills competition is really good as well. So I am looking forward to that being down here.
And, that's coming up this weekend as well, right? So you have that going on. We got the All-Star Fan Festival is going on all week here as well. So there's a lot going on in South Florida. All right, you want to get to a few texts here?
I'm afraid, but yes.
Yes, yeah. I want them. I love the hate.
Somebody said James Coley, double reverse pass in a blizzard. No thanks.
I also did say, though, it's possible for him maybe to come and not be the play caller. So keep that in mind. And he is a darn good recruiter. There's a reason why he's had big jobs at places like Georgia and Texas A&M over the past few years. Recruiting is very important.
Let's see here. Any more here for us? We got a text here. David Rodriguez says, a true statistic. You can also fact check him. Brady has a net worth of $510 million. He can charter the most expensive and fastest, much faster than any other private jet in the world.
He's taking a rocket ship. Yeah,
apparently he's taking some kind of supersonic plane at $9,000 per hour, or about $60,000 to $70,000 round trip, San Francisco to Miami, and that equals 0.00017% of his net worth. That's less than a penny to him.
How fast is this jet we're talking here? Because normally I think the flight from San Francisco to Miami is like a little over 5 hours, I think. Like, can he make it in three, you think? Like, is the jet that fast? Do you remember the old Concords that they had to discontinue because they kept crashing? But you could go transatlantic on a Concorde in like a few hours, when it usually takes like 7-8 hours.
So apparently I'm wrong. I don't know. I just said I don't think Brady would play in San Francisco, because, again, it seems like he's setting up camp down here. His kids is, you know, his house, his family is going to be down here. I don't know. I don't know where Brady's going to play, Dono. Nobody knows where Brady's going to play at this moment, but it just kind of seems like he'd rather be on this coast than the other one. But, you know, we shall see. Scott Frost, no thanks, someone says. Give me Arroyo.
But a lot of times, like, I notice people will bash a potential candidate based on what they did as a head coach somewhere, when we're talking about coordinators, right? So, like, I mean, Hollywood, you, I know that texter earlier said that you don't know about sports. I think you do know something about sports.
Well, very
so
little, but
you probably know as well as I do that sometimes you can have individuals who are excellent coordinators who, for whatever reason, just can't make it work as a head coach. Like, it's possible that Scott Frost, who's had success before as a coordinator and as a head coach, because he did a darn good job at UCF. It's possible for a guy who failed one place as a head coach can still be a good coordinator.
All right. It's the Bombardier 8000. What is that? For real? Is that the name of the plane?
Let me Google that. Hold on.
The Bombardier. What is that, from like Top Gun?
It sounds like something Maverick is flying.
It's the Bombardier 8000?
Yeah. It's a real plane. I Googled it.
Okay. And it's available for rent? For charter?
I'm going to try to book one from my next vacation. Let me see. $9,000, a little too pricey.
Is that what it says? Nine, right?
I said that. That's what the texter said. I haven't gotten to the pricing yet. Oh, hold on. How much is a... Okay, if I wanted to buy my own, $78 million will get me a new Bombardier 8000.
Oh, so you just buy a plane.
Okay.
You'll own it.
That's it. It'll pay for itself in like 300 years.
All right. This guy, keep that bum Frost away from the Canes. He belongs at my crappy alma mater, USF. That's my crappy alma mater too. I don't know, man. Well, he was at UCF, did a really nice job at UCF. Nebraska, tough place to win.
I mean, they claimed a national championship
tough,
there at UCF.
They did. Well,
they had a parade.
They won one in the
It really happened. If you have a parade,
the
rings.
The computer poll?
The Kali Matrix.
Yeah,
or
the
something.
Matrix. Yeah. In the Matrix, they were champions. All right, we got to talk to Joe Zagacki. We're going to preview some Canes hoops. We'll talk about the schedule that came out as well here. Talk a little OC with Joe Z. When we come back here, Hollywood Donald and Vlad in for Joe on a Tuesday morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood and Dono in for Joe here this morning. Glad driving the program and responding to all your texts here this morning, by the way. So if you send some mean stuff on here, you're not a fan of the on-air talent this morning or lack thereof, Vlad will address that with you on the Kendall Toyota text line. But we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline now and talk to Joe Zagacki, who I will be sitting next to tonight at Canes Virginia Tech at the Watsco Center. Joe Z, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
Hey, Joe.
Dono, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'll be doing better when we find an OC. I'll be asking you about that in a little bit.
Well, we'll probably have one soon. But why will you be doing better? I always get a kick out of that. Last year at this time, everybody was doing cartwheels with Josh Gattis. Isn't it about who's running the plays, not who's calling them?
Yeah, no, you're completely right, Joe. But the fact that the job is open, and I like to know what's going on. Like, I like to feel like I know what's happening, and I know whoever the hire is, I'm going to be very excited about it. So I'm looking forward to it.
You'll be excited until the first third down play of the first game of the year.
You're not wrong.
He's right about that.
You're not wrong.
All right, Joe, we'll get back to football in a sec. We did get the schedule out here, so we'll have you go down win-loss every game, okay? We'll do that later on here.
It's going to be a win every game.
Yeah, in case
we run. That's what I said.
We might run out of time, but no, Joe, I did want to ask you about the basketball game tonight at the Watsco Center, Miami and Virginia Tech. We're trying to get people to come out there and pack the Watsco Center here this evening, but Miami is coming off a difficult loss here, Joe, a game that they had the entire way against Pittsburgh, and you know, we talk about it all the time. It is tough to close out games in that league.
Well, that's a game that, you know, clearly got away from them, and I don't know, every single one of these losses this season on the road have been torture, but I think the Pittsburgh one might have been the worst. An 11-point lead throughout much of the second half. And when you're on the road and you've got a team down by 11, you got to take that lead. I'll tell you this all the time. You got to take that lead from 11 to 18 or 20. You've got to find a way to put them away. And Pittsburgh had hit 18 three-pointers the game before. Miami was doing a great job, but it just takes one or two to get a team going. That's what happened with Pitt. And down the stretch, Miami turned the ball over three times in like 45 seconds. Pittsburgh had their largest crowd of the year, maybe their largest crowd in 5 years, a complete sellout, 12,500. The place was really noisy. They got a huge emotional lift. And, you know, quite frankly, Miami did not play up to their emotional standards. And so they had to repair that yesterday. I think Coach L gave them the day off on Sunday and put that game behind them, which you have to do in this league, and move forward. And hopefully tonight, where Miami's been really good at home, they can get a great lift from their home crowd. Virginia Tech has won two in a row, but they are winless on the road this year.
And Joe, who and what does Miami need to watch out for against Virginia Tech? Give us your insights on the matchup tonight.
Yeah, this is the guy you got to watch is Hunter Couture. He's Couture is they lost seven games in a row. He had a broken elbow. Now he's back, and Couture has played really well for them. He's coming off of two games, back-to-back games, where he's made five or more three-pointers, gone for 20 points. Well, he went for 15 against Duke and 20 against Syracuse, so he's playing very well. Padula also in the backcourt with him. Hurt the University of Miami last year. He had 17 points in a game against Miami. Then the unusual matchup is this guy, Bazili. He's a transfer from Wright State. And Grant Bazili, 6'9", 235 pounds, coming off a 25-point game. He was the ACC Player of the Week, back-to-back 20-point games against Duke and Syracuse. And I don't know if Coach L has decided just yet if that's going to be an Omir matchup or a Jordan Miller matchup. But he's big, he's physical, he's got a lot of skill. Then Virginia Tech has Justin Mutz. Mutz is a really good post player. He's not a great scorer. He's been in college now for about 100 years. He's averaging 12 points a game. Tonight will be his 140th career game. And where he hurt Miami last year was with his passing. Mutz is a guy out of the post, 6'7", and he had seven assists in each game against Miami last season. So Virginia Tech's a very good offensive team. Mike Young is a very creative guy with his offense. Last year, Miami beat them up there with Charlie Moore's half-court shot. They beat Miami down here with Maddox came off the bench. They stole an inbounds pass and hit a three to win the game. So the last five games have been, I think, one-point games. Miami and Virginia Tech have played closely contested games. And this would not be a good night to allow Virginia Tech to win a road game. So very important game for Miami because they're back on the road again on Saturday. These road games have been mounting. And as you mentioned, Hollywood, tough to win on the road. So Miami's undefeated at home. Virginia Tech is not one on the road. I would like to keep it that way.
16-5 are where the Hurricanes are at right now, Joe. And, you know, they are obviously looking to get back to the NCAA tournament where they made a nice run last year. And maybe for people who don't follow the team as closely, you know, they have a great mix of players on this team between, you know, young guys that Coach L has recruited and transfer players that Coach L has been able to bring into this program. I think it's a great mix of youth and experience that Miami has had on teams, Joe, where they've made long runs, right? Like that to me in college basketball now is the key. I mean, you see a lot of these, you know, the blue blood programs have, you know, five all-star freshmen and not every time that doesn't always work, but Miami is a great mix that sometimes you see in, you know, some of the mid-major programs, guys that have played together for a while.
Well, they do. They have Jordan Miller is a transfer in, but he's been in the program for 2 years. Isaiah Wong has been in the program for four. Harlan Beverly's been in the program for four. Those guys were recruited here. Anthony Walker, when he comes off the bench tonight, it'll be his 110th game as a Miami Hurricane. So these guys have been in the program with Coach L. They know what he expects. Then you have the transfers in this year of Omir and Nigel Pack. Nigel, I thought, had a very just an okay game against Pittsburgh. I don't think he was a big factor. He had 6 points. He took six shots. He was 2 for 6 in the game. He's played very well his last the previous seven games going into the Pittsburgh game. I think there is good chemistry on this team. You know, people are going to talk a lot about closing the games out on the road, but you know, you're just going to, in this league, especially a team like Miami, you're going to play in the house of close games. They beat Syracuse in a close game at home. They beat Virginia in a close game at home. On the road, different story. Last year, they beat Syracuse on the road in a close game. They beat Boston College in a neutral site, ACC tournament, and you know, in a real nail biter. So you're in these close games. You've got to be able to execute. You know, it's like in football, close games at the end, you got to make the field goals, kick a field goal, knock it through. And some of these games, they haven't knocked it through. But you're right, Hollywood. They've got a really, really good mix. They're in good position. They're still in the top 25. And we're in the second half of the season, but they got to find a way to grind it out now.
So, Joe, you know, did mention Miami looking for an offensive coordinator for the football team. Like, what do you think are some of the qualities you would like to see in the next OC?
I would like to see them score a lot of points. That's what wins. Start. You know, scoring points is what wins. And I don't care how you score them. You know, people get all caught up in spread offense and hurry up offense and this and physical offense and run the ball off. We've had them all, Dono. We've had them all. We've had every single one of them in the last 20 years. We've had a spread offense. We've had an I formation offense. We've had everything in between, short of, I don't know, the triple win, the wing T offense, right? So to me, it's about getting great players, and that's what Mario Cristobal is trying to do. Stack up great recruiting classes, one after the other, and then what wins in football is balance. Eventually, what wins with your offense is some kind of balance. And you've got to be able to run the ball. There's no question about it. You have to be able to run the ball because mainly you want to have that physical presence, obviously. You want to be able to nothing hurts your opponent worse than a team that can run the ball. All of those things that we know. But what happens when your quarterback goes down? We saw that, right?
Yep.
You saw it with in the NFL. You saw it with the Dolphins. If you can't run the ball and you're stuck with a backup quarterback who is not at the same level and you're relying on one dimension passing the ball, you're going to be in a tough shape. You're going to be in a pickle. So you need balance. You need to take advantage of Tyler Van Dyke. No question that Van Dyke, to me, has a mentality of Dan Marino, which is, I'm not saying he is Dan Marino. I'm saying his mentality, Marino's mentality always was, yeah, I can run the ball. We can run the ball, but I got a great right arm. I'll throw it. Thank you very much. And I know Van Dyke wants to throw the ball and push it down the field. You have to take advantage of those skills that he has. And he's a really smart kid, too. Van Dyke knows what he can do. He knows what good offense looks like. But he needs to be surrounded by better players, better receivers, better running game.
All right, Canes Hoops tonight. Come out and support the guys. Tickets are available for as little as $20. Visit MiamiHurricanes.com/tickets. To learn more, you can get your seats today and come join us out there. Joe Z, I already promised that people can come down, say hello to you, you know, whatever need they want to do here, pictures, autographs, whatever.
I'll be there holding up a sign, I know who the OC is.
There you go.
He's going to have a huge crowd.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a great guarantee. If you buy a ticket, right, Joe Z will tell you who the OC is.
Buy a ticket, I'll tell you who the OC is.
That's beautiful. Hey, Joe, really quick, who do you think is a better quarterback, Tua or Derek Carr?
Is that the topic today?
I need a quick answer right off the top of your head. Who's better, Tua or Derek Carr?
Tua.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, Joe Zagacki will be on the call tonight. Virginia Tech and Miami at the Watsco Center. The Heat and Cavs. I had to get that in there. I'm sorry.
He gave you a quick answer.
And by the way, all the University of Miami players are going to play tonight. They're not having load management.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
I love it.
No load management in the college game. Speaking of that, we're going to talk to Eric Reed when we come back. Heat and Cavs getting set to go here tonight as well. So talk to Eric Reed when we continue on here on QAM.
Let's go!
Listen to them on all your audio devices. See them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.